As mentioned, Tryon has dinner in the Saal of this house,
S-A-A-L,
a combination dining hall and assembly room. His war council met here all morning when deciding to send Waddell west. In August 1780, after a major defeat of the Continental Army at the Battle of Camden in South Carolina, upwards of 1,000 Tories become active in this area, raiding homes and attacking Patriot militia. Virginia sends 300 troops to quash them. The first 12 they capture are confined here in the brothers' house. After a trial, some are whipped, and one man received more than 100 lashes. Around that time, 500 Patriots under South Carolina Colonel Andrew Pickens arrive. They steal flour from the mill and then go around to the homes demanding bread in exchange for the flour. Some 300 prisoners arrive down the road from the north on Monday, October 23, 1780, guarded by about twice that number of Patriot militia.
They are returning from the major Patriot victory at the Battle of Kings Mountain in South Carolina, which stopped the British invasion. The Salem Diary reports, "Four brethren from Salem were sent to Bethabara to assist in the work caused by the arrival of a large number of soldiers and prisoners. All of them and their horses must be taken care of, and no notice had been sent in advance. Everything was in confusion." The Tories are apparently placed in the north side of the same meadow Tryon's horses had used, its corn hurriedly harvested the day before for that purpose. They were placed like cattle in a small, fenced-off space where they spent 19 days and nights and nearly starved. 20 British soldiers are housed here in the single brother's house. British officers among the captives are lodged in homes and buildings in town. Into that of British Lieutenant Anthony Allaire and Surgeon Uzel Johnson bursts a Patriot captain on Friday night. "He strutted about in a truly coward-like manner with his sword drawn and threatening to murder us," Johnson records, and Allaire goes to get help. Colonel Campbell, made commander of the Overmountain men during the campaign, intervenes. However, as was the military custom of the day, British and Tory militia officers are generally allowed to roam, accompanied by guards, some visiting Salem. Johnson treats men from both sides as he has since the battle. Nonetheless, a week later, Cleveland insults and knocks him down for treating a Tory with a fresh sword cut from a malicious Patriot captain. Allaire, threatened by the same man, claimed in his memoir that the Patriots would sometimes wander among the prisoners and abuse them with swords. Given these incidents, it is not surprising that on November 5th, Allaire and a few others make their escape. Another set of 180 Western North Carolina Tories is turned over for trial by the local militia to civil authorities at their request. This so angers the Southern Continental Commander in Hillsborough, Major General Horatio Gates, he later threatens the militia commander with a court-martial. Continue to the walking instructions below The Great Escape and its audio clip.